At National University, it's not just a degree in using a strand of hair to find the truth. It's not just a degree in making sure the wrong guy doesn't stay locked up. When the DNA doesn't match, it's not just the degree, it's the degree to which you use it. Earn your master's in forensic science with one course per month. Visit nu.edu to learn more about a nonprofit institution where students come first. National University, for the greater.
Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Fire the tire.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Beverly Bramwell, and you're listening to Embrace Your Ambition. I'm coming to you live from London, UK. And welcome to tonight's episode, episode 2. Embrace Your Ambition. For me, ambition is an important thing to have. It's not a bad thing. It's got a bad press. It's okay to have dreams and goals, and it's okay to go after them. There is nothing wrong with any of that, and that's what I'm about, and that's what I talk about when I say embrace your ambition. And I'd like you to think about tonight how you can do just that. As I said, I'm Beverly Bramwell, and I'm coming to you from London, UK. If you'd like to contact me and you're in the US, you can call the studio on 323-642-1155. And if you're not and you'd like to get in contact, go to my Facebook page, Beverly Bramwell, message me, and we can have a conversation via the message, and I'll read out your message and talk to you live. Tonight, we're going to talk about being stuck. What that means, why we're stuck, and how we can stop being stuck, and how we can change some of ideas around being stuck. I am a career transition coach, and I work with people, mainly women, who are stuck, who want to do something new, make changes in their life, career changes, life changes, but they lack the confidence to do it. And often they tell me that they're stuck. And so that's what I want to talk about tonight, because we've all been there and we're all saying this, I'm stuck, I don't know what to do. But what actually is stuck? How did we get here? Let's look at it this way. You're on a journey, we're all on journeys. You may not like the word, but I'm going to use it anyway, in life, in our careers, and you meet a setback, a challenge. Life will do that to you. It'll throw you off course. It can be big, it can be small, it can be meaningful and meaningless. But what makes a difference is how you respond to it. I'm not saying that you created what happened, but you can create your response to it, and that's the difference. So think about it this way. You've been laid off from your job, or redundancy is looming. Do you see it as an opportunity to do something else? Or do you think your world has ended, what am I going to do? These are the choices that we have. Both are valid. One of them will move you forward. The other one will put you lying on your back thinking, what am I going to do? I was there in that place. One day somebody told me, we don't want you anymore. We're getting rid of your job. I was angry. I was made redundant, and I went home and I learned myself for 6 months, being angry and thinking, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. And somebody said to me, are you going to learn your sofa for the next 6 months or the next year? What is this sofa business? What do you want to do? And I hadn't actually thought about that before. I knew what I didn't want to do. I knew that I didn't want to work for somebody else again. I knew that I didn't want anybody to tell me that I was being made redundant. I knew that I didn't want to work all the hours God sends, and at the end of it, somebody said to me, we don't need you anymore. So in knowing what I didn't want to do, I had some clarity. And that clarity said, go and get some help. Help came in the form of a coach. And her first question was to me, what do you want to do? And I thought, there's that question again. And she said, I'm not interested in what you don't want to do. What do you want to do? What are your dreams? What are your ambitions? What are your desires? I said, I'm stuck. I don't know. And she wasn't having any of that. She goes, what do you want to do? And I said, well, I want to do what I'm doing now, but I want to get paid to do it. I do strategic planning, organization development. I could be a consultant. I'd like to do that. Well, she said, yeah, well, you can. But guess what? You're going to have to give up the other thing you've got going on, which is I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. Because you do know what to do. And this feeling of being stuck is all because somebody told you one day they didn't want you in the job anymore. You felt angry and upset and you went home and sulked. Yeah, she was quite confronting, but it was the truth. So she said, you can stay stay sulking, or you can get consulting. So I gave up sulking and got on with consulting. Is it that simple? Yes, it can be that simple. Because if you allow your thoughts to fester and to grow, and you talk to the right people who will agree with you, but yeah, you are hard done by, and God, they're horrible, and yeah, you deserve so much more, then yeah, that whole pity thing and feeling sorry for yourself and feeling angry can build up and build up and build up, and before you know what, you're in that place of being stuck. You can't see how to move forward. Your mind is racing. You are procrastinating because you can't see a way out of this. And so you say, well, I'm stuck. And I'll stay here being stuck until I can see a way out of it. But the thing is, you can't think your way out of it because you thought yourself into it. And the way that you got yourself into it is not the way you're going to get yourself out of it. And that state of overwhelm, bigger and bigger and bigger. And before you know what, that's all you can see and that's all you can feel. So unless you do this on your own, some kind person, friend, good friend, I mean, not somebody who disagrees with you, spouse, coach, counselor will have to, maybe in some cases, shake you out of this, but just get you to start seeing things differently, to start changing some of those thoughts. You might think, yeah, it's easy for you, you're a coach. But like I said, I wasn't a coach when this happened. And yeah, 6 months I was on that sofa, sulking and thinking, what am I going to do? And feeling angry. And then I was stuck. And then I didn't know what to do. But somebody did say to me, how long are you going to stay on this sofa? And they said it with love, but they also meant, how long are you going to stay on the sofa? So we had to get off the sofa. And it was nice for a while being on that sofa, but at some point in time, let's move on with life. Let's feel alive again. Let's feel energized. Yeah. I will admit my confidence was somewhere, it wasn't uppermost. And whilst we're on the subject of confidence, it doesn't go away. It might go down, but it doesn't disappear. So once you start accessing that confidence, you can start to see some solutions. And in my case, it was go and get some help. And the help was a coach. And she asked me some tough questions. Well, they weren't tough, but they felt it at the time. And I got started. And that's what you can do. you can think your way out of it. Maybe not to the point where you've got an answer, but you can see that this particular way of lying on the sofa, whether figuratively or realistically, or feeling sorry for yourself and eating too much, watching too much daytime TV, watching too much nighttime TV, whatever it is, isn't a solution. What do I need to do? How did I get here? And how do I get myself out of this? And if I can't do it on my own, who do I need to talk to? Who can I talk to? But being stuck, I believe, is a state of mind. Because it's really not true. And if you can see it as being something that has happened, the truth of it is, this happened, I didn't like it, what am I going to do about it? As opposed to, they hate me, I lost my job, the world is about to end, let me go and lie down. That's also a story, but not quite so true. Maybe a bit more romantic, but actually not true. And that's my point. How you respond to your situation is what dictates what happens. Whilst I'm here, let me remind you, if you want to phone in, the studio number is 32642-1155. And my name is Beverly Bramwell. So please, I'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to ask me a question about how you can get unstuck, we can have that conversation tonight. So, as I was saying, this feeling of being stuck, it can feel at times overwhelming. And I've met people who, okay, have been stuck for a lot longer than 6 months. They are stuck in jobs. So they're not stuck in the sense that they've decamped to their sofa. They're in a job. They don't want to do it. They liked it at one time. It served them and it still pays them. However, they no longer like it, but they are stuck there. Or that is what they believe. They are stuck there. That word. Because it is how you feel. But the reality is, what exactly is going on? Is it the fact is that you've grown out of the job? You're bored now. There are no more challenges. But at the same time, you're getting a nice check, and so that's why you stay. Because there's always a payoff for this being stuck. Is it the fact that it's convenient because you're not far from home or it's a great location, you can get time off to do stuff, the boss is a pushover? All of those things might be why you stay there. But the feeling of stuckness continues at the same time. And so that's why I say you have to think about, what am I getting when I stay stuck? Maybe I find buddies who can sympathize and we can all stand around the water cooler going, I hate the job, I hate the boss, I hate the job sucks. But if somebody says, well, why don't we leave? Oh, no. Because then we couldn't say we were stuck anymore. So sometimes being stuck isn't about you like it. I didn't like mine, but you might like yours. Because it's your excuse not to move on. I'm stuck, I'm too old. I'm stuck, I'm not young. I'm not old enough. I'm stuck, I'm a woman. I'm stuck at this age. I'm stuck because I'm a person of color. Whatever is the stuck reason. But you actually might like being stuck. Am I being confronting? Yes, I probably am. But being stuck has given you lots of benefits. If you're in a job for 15 years and you tell me that you're, what exactly has made you feel stuck? What's the truth? I don't know what to do. Yeah, I think you know what to do. And I'm not saying you have to leave your job. It might be change jobs, change department, change organization, look outside, do something completely different. I know that saying that might mean making a change. And making change can be scary. What if I fail? What if I don't fail? What if it goes wrong? What if they don't like me at the new job? What if this happens? And so clickety, 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 click. Our inner voice is going on and on and on and on, and we're adding to it and piling it on. There's that feeling of overwhelm. So therefore, let's not move, because I don't want to find out what might happen if I change jobs. I don't know. I don't want to find out what might happen if I move somewhere else. I don't want to find out what might be like if I have to take a different journey on the train or in the car. So I'll stay here and stay stuck. And that's my point. We tell ourselves a story. We build on it with stories and our thoughts. So we are overwhelmed. We are stuck. And that's where we stay. And then we complain about it to anybody who will listen, and we'll moan. But when confronted or even questioned as to what could we do, we shut down. As if you are planted to the floor, you are painted, you know, you're pinned to your seat. Thoughts, feelings of security and insecurity are what keep us there. It's comfortable. It is uncomfortable. But we have become comfortable with that discomfort. Does that make sense? So at first it hurt. We didn't like it. But we've grown accustomed to it now. And so therefore, whilst it's painful on one level, and if somebody with some insight asks us the right question, then that discomfort comes up again. But we can quickly settle down back into that place of, it hurts, but it's a nice kind of hurt. And so I'll stay here. And then from time to time, we'll have those thoughts, we'll feel overwhelmed, but we're not going to do anything about it. And so we can stay there. So do you want to do something else? Do you want to find it possible? It is as simple as thinking about, what shall I do next? Not making some big grand gesture, just putting one foot in front of the other. Exploring what that could look like. Does that sound scary? Yeah, trust me. When I decided to set up a business for myself, having left corporate world, I didn't really know what to expect. I knew that I wasn't going back to working for someone. I was going to work for myself. I had all the legal stuff in place about how to run a business. But wow, what am I going to do? However, I landed a contract. I live in London, and my first contract was in a place called Nottingham, which is not close to where I live. So it meant going to work in a company, living away from home, living out of a suitcase for 5 days a week, coming home at weekends. I could have stayed up there, but I wanted to come home at weekends. That was the deal. I didn't know anybody in Nottingham. I'd never even been. I went. I met the director. We got on well. I was offered the post. I was hired. 5 days later, I was off to Nottingham on a cold Monday morning to start a new job. My mind was working overtime, because after all, here I was on my great adventure. I wasn't stuck anymore, but I was certainly worried about how I was going to do what I was going to do next. But there was no looking back. I knew it was the right thing. And even though people said things like, oh, what is it going to be like working away from home? You're going to be staying in a hotel. What are you going to do? I knew that I would handle it, whatever might happen, because I could do the job. I knew that. I was going to stay in a hotel. I think I could cope with that. I was going to get a train to Nottingham. And that's really all I had to consider. So getting up at the right time, catching the right train, getting to the office, checking into my hotel that evening, that was really it. And I said, I put one foot in, it was that simple, one foot in front of the other. And I didn't try to overthink anything more than that. I had a team of staff to manage, had a director to work with, new people to meet, a city to explore. But here I was, not being stuck, feeling overwhelmed, being free of the possibility of somebody sacking me and saying, we don't want you anymore. So here it was, just by making a choice. As I think about it, and it's quite a while ago since I had that contract, those butterflies come back to my stomach as I think about that train journey, that first day, the first day in the office, my first night of checking into hotel. And I will confess that my first hotel, I booked it myself and checked in and just thought, oh God, this hotel's horrid. But I was there for the night, and the agency that had hired me, I spoke to them the next day and they said, it sounds dreadful, check out of there, find somewhere else to stay. And I did. And I spoke to the organization I was working for and said, oh, we've got a contract with X Hotel around the corner. We'll book you in there. So yeah, there was a setback, but you know, by asking a question, somebody gave me a solution and I checked into this other hotel, all in the same week. And I was like, look at me. And there I was in my new hotel, and I discovered there were people who stayed in the hotel who were working for the same organization as me. We were working in different departments. We didn't really see each other, but we occasionally saw each other in the hotel, and we might have breakfast, and we ended up having dinner and became our own little tight-knit community. But here I was in my adventure, from stopping being stuck to being an independent consultant, working for somebody else, providing similar information to what I provided when I was working for my employer. But here I was. And when I looked back at the time, I thought, I wished I hadn't lain on my sofa for 6 months. I could have started this a lot sooner. But we start where we start. And we all learn. And I say this because I'd like you to think about where perhaps you've been holding yourself back because you're wondering what to do, what's it going to be like? Honestly, I can't tell you what it's going to be, but I can tell you it'll be different to what's happening to you now. It'll be different to how you're feeling now. It'll be different to the conversations you're having with yourself now. I can't do this. What am I? What if? What if? What if? And that in itself is a bonus just to step out of that conversation, of that merry-go-round of thought, to find out what else could be possible. Who knew when I started to get off the sofa that I'd end up in Nottingham for my first contract? I didn't know that I'd been working outside of London. I just knew that I wasn't going to be doing what I was doing before. I no longer felt overwhelmed. I had different things to think about. Doing a job that I loved, working with a great team, delivering a service. These are the things that I had to consider now. So that's my point. It's much easier to move forward than to stay still. And as I said, if you trust yourself to know that whatever life throws at you, you will handle it. You'll do great. And that's the thing that you need to hold on to. Stop creating the thoughts. You can stop doubting yourself. And you can make a decision about how you respond. You can decide to stay where you are, or you can decide to think, what could I do today, this week, right now, to make a difference, to make a change? If it's a job you've been doing for 15 years that you don't want to do anymore, what could you do today to find out what's out there? Who could you speak to? What could you go and find out about? Could you answer the question, What do I want to do? What do I really want to do? What are my dreams? What are my ambitions? Dare I say them out loud? And as I think I said at the beginning of this conversation, when you have identified enough of the things that you don't want to do, you will start to have some clarity about what you do want to do. And often, you know exactly what you want to do. But fear stops us from saying it out loud. Sometimes we overthink it. We go round and round with these thoughts, when in actual fact, this is what we want to do. When confronted with my own question, what do I want to do? I wanted to do exactly what I was doing now, just not in a corporate environment. And I say that not as in, because I still went back to work in one, but not as an employee. The fact that I'm a coach as well now is because I decided also I didn't just want to be a consultant, to be a coach. I didn't know then that I wanted to be a coach. I knew I'd received coaching and I enjoyed it. And I saw the benefits of it. And I thought this could benefit my clients and the people I work with. So I'll train to be a coach because I wanted the skills. And in making that decision, it opened up another world for me. And I love being a coach. I enjoy being a consultant, but I love being a coach. I enjoy supporting people in their journeys, in their ideas, in their ambitions to move forward. Some people make great leaps, some people make small steps, but those steps are relative to them. And so that's why no two coaching experiences are alike. And that's part of the joy for me. But again, I didn't have this great picture mapped out that I'm going to be a consultant and coach, one step at a time. And that's why that avoids the overwhelm, because for some of you being stuck and you've got the ideas, but the overwhelm kicks in because you know that you don't want to be stuck. So many ideas running in as to what you do want to do and how you're going to do this and so on and so forth. But all you just need to do, pick one thing, and go with that. And break that down into even smaller steps. As I said, what can I do today? What can I do this week? What can I do next week? What can I do this month? It is, I suppose, a marathon rather than a sprint. So we can take this one step at a time. Because otherwise, we'll get back into that sense of overwhelm again, and we'll create another layer of being stuck. This time, not stuck in a job, but stuck in a way of how to get out of the job. And I choose a job because that's my background, career transition, but it applies equally to other situations where you feel stuck, where you don't know what to do. And I challenge you when I say you do know what to do. If you trust enough and if you dare yourself enough to say it out loud, and maybe in just saying it out loud, there is that sense of both relief and release, because sometimes we're carrying it around and it's in our chest, it's in our heart, and it's like a weight. And having said out loud that I want to, you fill in the dots, wow, I feel so much lighter. And that's what I want you to feel when you're listening to this show, lighter. How can I move forward today? How can I move out of being stuck? How can I make different choices? It's about changing thoughts, changing your ideas, changing your feelings. How? By choosing to. There's no magic here. There's no formula. It's a response. Just a response. So when you say, what if this happens? I trust myself to handle it. What if that happens? I trust myself to handle it. I'm not saying I have all the answers. I'm saying I trust myself to handle it. I trust myself to face any challenge that comes my way. I trust myself to find the answer. I don't have to have it. I may have to ask somebody else for it. But I trust myself to handle it. And that is how you make the choice to move out of the stuckness, to move out of the overwhelm, to move out of that weight which is threatening to bury you, and into a place of lightness and freedom to move forward. I always say a life half lived is not living at all. So if you're living in a place of being stuck, feeling overwhelmed, feeling as if you can't move forward, feeling as if you are contained in some sort of box, make a choice. There is nothing wrong in making a choice. I know that for some of you, what you want to do, if you say it out loud, you'll frighten yourself, because part of what you want to do, you may think, makes you sound selfish. If wanting to have a different job, if wanting to have a different career, if wanting to start a business, if wanting to just be happy makes you selfish, then be selfish. I'm not saying you are a selfish person, but this idea that I will deny my happiness, I will deny my dreams, I will deny my ambition because of some idea that someone somewhere will think I'm selfish, I'm sorry, I think it's martyrdom. Because I don't know if it's true that this other person or other people are going to mind as much as you think they do. And if you have a conversation about the fact that I need to leave this job because it's killing me, I need to do something else because I think it would set me on fire and make me feel alive. And if I feel that way, I can bring that to our relationship. I can bring that to the work we do together. Why would they deny you that? Maybe they're feeling stuck too. And in you saying that, they can be liberated also from being stuck. Because now they're thinking, well, if they can say what they're thinking, maybe I can say what I'm thinking too. And I can own the fact that I don't want to do this anymore either. So maybe your coworker, who's also feeling stuck, can take inspiration from you. You've all read the stories of the person who was doing a job they didn't like or came from a background that wasn't they weren't happy in, and they made a decision and they went off and did what they wanted to do and their life changed. And you think, wow, gosh, this is great. Well, that could be you. If your friend said to you, my job is killing me, it bores me rigid, I can't stand it anymore, there's nothing more for me to do, and at times coming into work is an absolute chore, I take the paycheck because I need the money, but coming into work is a chore and I really want to do something else, what would you say to them? Would you say, yes, suffering, continue suffering, this is what you have to do? Wouldn't you encourage them to make a change? Wouldn't you encourage them to look for options? Wouldn't you encourage them to see what could be possible? So if that's what you do for your best friend, you are your best friend. So wouldn't you do the same for you too? It's the same. Just to remind you, this is Beverly Bramwell. You're listening to Embrace Your Ambition. If you'd like to call in, call 323-642-1155. And you can send me messages via my Facebook page, which is also Beverly Bramwell. So if you'd like to message me there. You can also just use Facebook Messenger. If you'd like to be part of the show. And if you've heard something you think I'd like to explore that a bit more, feel free to do so. I've also got a Facebook group called Embrace Your Ambition, and I'll be in there after the show if you want to come there too. But as I've been saying, Being stuck doesn't happen unless you want it to be. It can be as temporary as you want, as you like, as you feel. Now, doesn't that feel different? As I said, I could still be on my sofa now, but I hopped off. You could be in the job for 15 years, or you could decide to make a difference. And that's as simple as making a decision that I want to make a change. I want to see what's possible for me. I want to explore what's out there. I want to see if I could have a little business. I want to see if I could have a big business. There are lots of people we know who started off having what is a little business, which turned into an enormous business, and they are multimillionaires. I'm not saying that's what you have to do, but my point is that they made a decision to go and see what they could do. They put one foot in front of the other. Maybe they set themselves targets, but it doesn't have to be even that complicated. They just said, I don't want to be in this job anymore. I can't do this anymore. I can't be doing this, working in this way anymore. And they didn't let anything stop them from doing it. And I say anything, their age, their gender, their race, their background, their upbringing, because they had enough of being stuck. And once they've had enough of being stuck, they knew that they had to make a change. You might have reached the point where you've had enough of being stuck. And as I said, you may be so used to being stuck that now it becomes part of who you are. But in the quiet of the night, in the stillness of the morning, you have those thoughts and you know that you are more than this. You deserve more than this and you want more than this. And if you choose to, you could have more than this. But you have chosen to stay stuck. Maybe you think, it's too late for me. Really? Why is it too late? Too late for what? Maybe you just like the job that you're doing. Maybe, here's an option. You don't have to leave. You could do what you want to do on the side. Now that's radical. You could still keep your stuck feeling, explore another side, another aspect. Maybe, and I say this maybe, in exploring this other aspect, this other opportunity, you might decide to give up being stuck. If you're willing to be bold, be brave, be confident, those opportunities will pass you by. You won't think about those opportunities. You won't explore those opportunities because you're too busy thinking, I'm stuck and I can't do this. I'm stuck and I can't move forward. This is where I am. It's all over for me. The reality is you started a job, you liked it, it was exciting, you've outgrown it, but for whatever reason, you've chosen to stay there. That's all that's happening. The rest of it is just story. And I'm not being unkind, but it is just story. Yes, if you get paid well, then say I get paid well. I've got a great bunch of friends. Journeys, the commute works really easy. I like all of those things. Then make peace with them. You don't have to torment yourself by saying I'm stuck. If, though, that is not enough, then it's time to look at something else. It's time to look at your other options. And it's never too late to look at other options. We've all got stories, we've all read stories of people who are, whatever age, doing other things because they finally decided, you know what? I've got to go and find out what's possible. Phrases like life's too short, I've got, you know, are there for a reason. We don't know what's going to happen. And don't you deserve a bit more than you have now? Don't you deserve to be happy? Don't you deserve to have happiness? Don't you deserve to wake up thinking, I'm going to work today. What am I going to do today? Isn't it exciting? As opposed to, The alarm goes off, press snooze. Oh, God, I've got to go to work. Oh, God, my boss. Oh, God, this. That in itself affects your health, your thinking, being in every sense of the word, as opposed to, yay, it's morning. I'm off to work. What am I going to do today? Who am I going to see? I'm going to see so-and-so. We're going to do this. It's quite a different response. But I meet far too many people whose faces are long, whose feelings are somewhere in their boots. They're going to work, and yes, they're taking the paycheck, but crikey, they hate what they're doing, and they don't want to be there. But they don't see how they can stop being there. So they're stuck. Because they've just got used to the discomfort. They are comfortable with their discomfort. So they are comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I don't know about you, but that just sounds like something that's wrong. It's like sitting in a chair that's too small for you. Or sitting on a stool, which maybe has only got two legs, and the third one's a bit wobbly. And we try as hard as we can to get comfortable, to try and get a balance. And it's a constant battle. And we're never comfortable. But we sort of got it okay. Or maybe we stick a bit of paper under one of the legs and it sort of feels a bit better. But we know if anybody kicks a piece of paper away, it's all gone. How's that for your life? That sort of wobbling, uncertainty, feeling uncomfortable. And that's what I've got to look forward to. As I said, don't you think you deserve more? Don't you want more? Remember, you have the power. And I don't say that lightly. You do have the power. You have the choice. You can decide. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want this anymore. Does that sound strange to say it out loud? Here's another one. What I want to do today. What do I want to do for the rest of my life? It isn't this. You may have heard the phrase, playing small. So many of us do that because it's easier. It's safer. Again, we've constructed a story. We believe that maybe our friends won't like us. Maybe people will judge us. Maybe our family will fall out with us. And I say maybe all of those things are true. However, so what? Don't you think you deserve to have an opportunity to go and find out what else is possible? Don't you think you deserve to get off that uncomfortable stool, to get out of that box that you're confined in, to break out and see what else I could do, to stop doing the job you've been doing for 15 years. And I don't know why I've got this thing about 15 years, but it seems like a long time to be in a place that you don't want to be and do something else. And how I can make a choice and move forward. Like I did by getting off the sofa and hiring a coach. You can make a choice to think, well, could go on the internet and if I Google this, see what it says. Do I need some qualifications? Do I need to see, is there a company down the road that does the type of work that I'm doing? If it's about running a business, what do I need to find out? Is anybody else doing what I do? Could I go and listen to them? Could I go and find out? Could I go to a talk? Could I attend something online that gives me some information? You might decide, I don't want to do this now that I found out, but you won't know that till you find out. One of my clients works corporately and for a long time fosters this idea of being some sort of landscape gardener. Anyway, she's had some injuries and so she's not going to do that anymore, but thought she wanted to do something in that same type of field and went off to find out about it. And what she found out was interesting because while she liked the idea of it, she discovered that her corporate life, while she doesn't want to do the job she's doing now, gives her certain things. There's a certain degree of excitement and challenge. And this new job wouldn't give her the same level of excitement and challenge. And she realized that something that she actually needs and wants. So in discovering that, there are certain things I need to keep from my job. So she wants to keep those things. The high levels of stress and overwork she wants to lose. But she realized that the quiet life that she was hankering after, just wasn't quite so quiet. And that's my point. In finding out what you don't want, place exists the clarity. In crossing off the things I don't want to do, there comes the clarity. And if you sit with that long enough, you can then start thinking, what do I want? What out of what I've got now do I want to keep? And what do I want to give up? If it's the fact that you want a job that's still close by, doesn't involve a 3-hour commute, that's great. And this job only gives you a 30-minute commute, I understand why you want to stay. However, if you want a job that challenges you a bit more, variety, that goes in the other column. The great group of friends, if they're friends, you'll keep them anyway, regardless. If they're tied to the company you work for, you'll make new ones. But do you see my point? It doesn't have to be one way or the other. You can have the bits, pick the bits that you want. And as I said, it doesn't have to be a massive move. It could be a gradual thing. Maybe you'll go part-time. Maybe you'll reduce your hours. Maybe you'll do the thing you want to do on the side. There are plenty of people who've got businesses outside of work. As long as it doesn't go against any of your employment restrictions, what you do. There are plenty of people who that's how their day job becomes bearable because they know it's just my day job. Because the real excitement happens when I leave work and I go off and run my catering business and I do whatever it is I do and I make cakes or I cater vegan food to the local community. That's when my heart sings. The day job is just the day job. And all of a sudden now I'm not stuck because it's just the day job. I've made a different decision about that job. I made a different decision about my existence. One of my clients, when I first started, had become a single parent. Her partner had left her. And she'd got a job working in a restaurant. And she said it wasn't ideal, but what it gave her was the hours that she could go and pick up her son from school and things like this. And she started a network marketing job because she wanted more money. She said, I need more money, but I don't want another job. And my job is sufficiently boring that it doesn't demand anything of me. It gives me an income, so I don't have to worry. I can go and pick up my son from school because the hours fit in around that. And the time that I've got left, I do network marketing. And she was selling a particular beauty product and eventually was earning more money from that than she was from her day job. So she stopped doing the day job. But it was a gradual thing over time. It wasn't a case of I'm just going to jump out of one into the other. And she knew why she had the day job. It gave her security because she didn't know how long the network marketing job would take or whether she would like it, whether she'd want to do it. But also, in doing that network marketing opportunity, what did happen was her confidence increased because she discovered something about herself that she didn't discover in her day job. She could have said, I'm stuck. I'm stuck in a job I hate. I'm on my own. My partner's left me. My parents think I'm a failure. And she said all those things to me. But I want to get out of that. And I think network marketing is my way out. She made a choice, one foot in front of the other. And that's my point. It's about a response. She could have said, yeah, I feel sorry for myself. I'm going to sit at home and sulk and moan and watch daytime TV or nighttime TV or whatever it is. But she thought, no, there's got to be something else. What can my response be? What can I do differently? So that's the real truth about being stuck. It's your decision. The overwhelm comes from your thoughts. What should I do? What shan't I do? What if this? What if that? What if I don't do this? What will somebody say? What will my mother say? What will my husband say? What will my wife say? What will my friends say? As I say, who cares what they say? What do you want? What can I do differently? What can I find out about? What do I fancy doing that's not this? What don't I want to do? Before we get caught up in all of those thoughts, pick one thing. Breathe and explore that. One thing. When you've got to the end of that, pick something else and find out about that. If it's the what is there out to do, we'll find out about that. What will my husband think? What will my wife think? Ask them. But ask them from a place of, I want to do this, and if you don't agree with me, I'm going to make you wrong. Talk to them from a place of, I'm doing a job that I don't like. It makes me unhappy. I can't stand this. I know we need the money, so I'm not about to leave the job straight away. But I do know that I want to do something else, and I need to find out how I can do something else. And will you support me in doing that? That's quite a different conversation to, I want to do this, you don't want to do this, I'm going to hate you. Quite a different thing altogether. Anyway, we're coming to the end of the show, and I just want to say, I hope I've given you something to think about. I hope that if you have feelings of feeling stuck, that you can now think about how you could become unstuck. And if you're in the place of feeling overwhelmed, that you can think about, what could I do today, this week, to making a change? What choices do I have? How can I move forward? What don't I want to do? Where could I start with that conversation? Where could I start with that thought? And I think if you're willing to explore that, you're making a start. And that's all you need to do is make a start. As I said, there's no need for grand gestures. Just need to put one foot in front of the other. And that's all you have to do. One foot in front of the other, see what happens, and then you take the next step. Yes, they'll tell you about making grand plans. I say no, just take one step. See what happens there. Because when you're feeling a place of overwhelm, confidence doesn't come to you immediately. But if you make one step, you see some success, you feel emboldened to make the next step, and the next one, and the next one. You've been listening to me, and this program is called Embrace Your Ambition. And that's what I encourage you to do every day, to embrace your ambition. To go after your dreams and ambitions, because, as I said, a life half lived is not living at all. And we all deserve to live a full life. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and I look forward to connecting with you on Facebook. As I said, I've got a Facebook page. My name, Beverly Bramwell. Beautiful photograph of me. And I've got a Facebook group called Embrace Your Ambition. So not too hard to remember. Embrace Your Ambition is my group, and my name is Beverly Bramwell. And I hope you've learnt and understood about how you can become unstuck. Wherever you are, have a good night, have a good day, have a good evening, and thank you for listening.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, I walked the dog, washed the car, and took the kids to practice. All that's left to do is get new summer clothes for my family.
Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, they'll love Old Navy summer styles. And right now, during Old Navy's thank you event, get 30% off your entire purchase, 40% off when you use your Old Navy card.
40% off?
That's right. Don't have a card? Open one today in store and save like a super mom at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
It pays to be mom. I'm going to Old Navy now.
High Fashion. Old Navy.
Valid 5/10 to 5/14. 40% offer subject to credit approval. See stores for details and exclusions.
At National University, it's not just a degree in finding your voice or helping a young writer find hers. It's not just a degree in writing the books that move us
ignition.
Or the thoughts that transform us.
Liftoff.
It's not just the degree. It's the degree to which you use it. Earn your MFA in creative writing with online classes that fit your schedule. Visit nu.edu to learn more about a nonprofit institution where students come first. National University, for the greater.